This is WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. District 6 Commissioner-elect Jesse Houle says they are running in the special election scheduled this November for the District 6 seat, which they are planning to fill in January.
Yes, according to the election that we had last June, of course, the particularly tumultuous election that we've been talking about. And there is a special election this November, so I'll be putting my name on the ballot for that, and hopefully that means that we can actually see representation for District 6 again sooner than that. Hopefully in November, we'll have a seat at the table.
Last week, Houle won a court decision in a challenge to their being declared the winner in the District 6 race.
That was a really good omen. I guess it bodes well for where things are headed. Of course, the folks who filed that lawsuit have immediately filed an appeal that's going to go to the Georgia Supreme Court. So we're looking forward to hopefully everything being fully resolved sooner than later.
They won the seat after Commissioner Jerry Neesmith, who won the vote count, died before Election Day.
I wouldn't say the entirety of the legal machine is on my side, but I am glad that in this instance it seems to have worked out well, such that the existing laws, however flawed, have been upheld, which is nice and clarifying.
Barring a successful legal challenge, Houle will be sworn in January, earlier if they win the special election in November. That election will fill the final 2 months of Jerry Neesmith's term. For WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley.